Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Excuse me. This is Spirit Talk with your hosts, Rosemary Fox and Pat Rivers. And tonight, we're going to talk about gratitude or lackitude, because we are in the season of goodwill here. And I think with all the gift buying and the obsession with money and what we need and what we think we need, we've sort of got away from the idea of what we need to be grateful for. So we're going to talk about that. So, but before we do, I'm going to mention the show's coming up. I have my show tomorrow, The Third Eye, from 7 until 8:30. And Pat, my other host here, Pat Rivers, has her show. It's at 9, right?
It's 8 Central, 9 Eastern, yeah, on Thursday.
Yeah, 9 Eastern. She may change back to those that have been listening regularly. She may change that time back, because you sort of capture a certain audience and then different time zones. I used to think about that too, that, you know, people, they're either coming home from work and you can't please everybody, but it's kind of like that if you get a following. So that may change back. I'm just trying to think if there's something else that we should talk about. I think the thing about gratitude, so I'll start off. The thing about gratitude is, while we are all grateful for most of us are grateful and thankful for what we have. You know, we just had Thanksgiving here. But we do forget that Christmas is a time when you're extending your pocket, and a lot of it is not necessary. You don't have to please everybody. You have to think within reason here. Sure, put up your tree and your decorations, but you have to remember, it's just material possessions. If you can't have something, then wait until you can afford to have it. Don't wig out about it. It's important that you pay your bills and you have food on the table. That's the most important thing, and sharing with your family. So we have a tendency, I see more tantrums in stores because, you know, we've taught our children to let's scream and I'll get it. Than you'll ever see any time of year. And people are stressed out, overworked, trying to pay the bills and spend the money they would like to spend at Christmas time. So we a lot of times we're operating, when we're complaining, we're operating in a period of lack, and instead of being grateful for what we have, because it's like the child that has everything. When you are thankful, you get more. When you are ungrateful, you don't get. So you have to remember that that applies in life, in our energy, and how we extend ourselves to each other. And also don't forget to pray for the cruelty out in the world here, whether to people, and especially for me, because I'm an animal advocate, to the cruelty to animals. I absolutely can't stand that. And one of the things on my Facebook page, every time I post something ugly, and it is ugly, okay, it's very ugly when somebody abuses animals, a lot of people don't comment or they don't say anything. It's almost like you skip over it to the happy parts because nobody wants to face that. But that's the reality of our world, that when we actually give a damn for 2 seconds here and just ask God, please ease the suffering of those that suffer, whether it's people or animals, that's the ugly truth, and it can be dealt with if we all raise up our vibration. Because when we sit down and have our meal at Christmas time and we're happy with our tree, and God, I can't stand the parades. I've got to say that. There'll be a movie on when that comes on. But other than that, you know, I remember how thankful I am to have what I have, no matter what it is. So we need to remember that, and to remember to say a prayer for those less fortunate than ourselves in every, because that has to change. It should never be. We have enough on the planet here. It should never be that people are starving or poor or whatever the hell, you know. It should be some kind of helping each other. And I don't mean giving away your last dime here, but let's be thinking about other people this season, and at least say a prayer, and that lifts up the world's vibration. So I wanted to say that, because we're not going to talk for a long, long time tonight, and we do have a few callers here now, but, you know, I know we have, actually Pat and I have talked about some, what we consider to be really interesting subjects. I know it's kind of boring when you're waiting for you know, reading and all that stuff, but it really isn't. It's like maybe somebody somewhere listening, and people do listen in the archives. Maybe that's beneficial to them. Maybe they hear that and can relate to that, and that means that there's a purpose in it. It's always a purpose in what we talk about, and this is just to remind you that Christmas is really about love. It's about giving, and it's about love, and if you don't have money, it's about giving of yourself and being kind to people and, you know, and not giving the finger to people on the road. Just resist it for Christmas time.
Right.
I just couldn't say that because I have done that. I'm not holier than now. If you cut me off and nearly kill me, I will give you the finger and say a few choice words.
Oh, you would not, Rosemary. I can't imagine that.
Okay, over to you, Pat. So talk about your side of it because I know that you have a lot to be thankful for, too.
Well, you know, when you look at the big picture, this life that we're living right now is so temporary. I mean, 80 years, 60 years, 100 years, it goes by in a flash. And so one of the major things I see with everybody is that we get so attached to things in our life that really, at the end of the day and the end of our life, have really very little meaning. And it's like that saying goes, you know, at the end of our life, what is it that we take with us? It's the memories and the love that we have in our heart for ourselves and our lives and other people. So I have so much gratitude. I'm one of these people that, especially this last year, when I look back at how I was a year ago today, I didn't have a computer because we didn't have satellite internet. It was dial-up, and it would take you 5 hours to read two emails. Seriously, that's not a joke or an exaggeration. I was literally in my house feeding my animals. I live 600 miles from my nearest relative. My two best friends that I had that I used to go to lunch or go to the movies with have moved away. And I literally was watching reruns of CSI and Criminal Minds and Forensic Files. So I can tell you any kind of way to murder somebody and cover it up, but I'm going to tell you right now, after watching Forensic Files for 3,000 episodes, don't even try to kill anybody. They're going to catch you. So I'm just saying, I look back on my life a year ago from today, it's 100% totally different. About a year ago, a year and a half ago, I was receiving these messages from Spirit saying, you need your own radio show. And I'm like, I don't even have a radio. It broke. What do you mean a radio show? Well, here I am. I stepped out on faith. A friend of mine got in contact with me and said, I know a guy that has a radio show. He wants to talk to you. He gave me my own show, how it got started. And I had no experience doing this whatsoever, but I'm one of these people that I think it's really good. I'm an airhead, Rosemary, because I'm one of these people that I don't think before I do a lot of things. I go on impulse, and that can be good and it can be bad, right? But on impulse, I told the guy, yes, yes, I'd like to have my own radio show. Didn't have a clue. I didn't know nothing, zero. So what did I do? QVC comes on. They had a sale on computers, on a Dell computer. You can make monthly payments because I couldn't afford, you know, $600-$700 for a computer, just write a check for it right then. So here comes QVC with this one-day special with this really great computer, make monthly payments. I get a thing in the mail saying Dish Satellite is now in your area. We now have satellite and internet service. And I got a half-price special. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But the thing that I did, I told God, I said, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but if that's what you want me to do, I'm willing to give it a shot. And I stepped out on faith, and I made this leap. I bought the computer. I got on the internet. I hadn't been on Facebook in 5 or 6 years. I opened up a new Facebook account. You know, I've got 1,300-something friends, and we know they're not really all my friends. But the point is, I'm making contact with people. I never watch those shows on TV anymore, and everything I see is inspirational. You know, the posts that I send, yeah, okay, if you know me, I am a radical when it comes to politics. I'm going to put the truth out there. So, yeah, I have a lot of posts about politics, religion, spirituality, animals, everything. It's such an eclectic page. But the point is, a year ago or so when Spirit said you need your own radio show, I didn't know what in the world they were talking about or how to do it, but I took a step forward. Totally, and in the fact of knowing that in the past, whenever I get these messages from Spirit, it always works out. It always works itself out. I didn't have any of the details. I didn't have it written down as a goal and how to accomplish this goal. But I know in my life, all the years I've been on the planet, when I get a message like that, if I don't act on it, things are pretty screwed up. And so I'm so grateful for me that I am an airhead and I don't overthink things. You know, I go with my heart. I go with my intuition. I'm so grateful for that. And I'm so grateful this last year I've met, so like Rosemary. I would not have met Rosemary if I hadn't taken this leap of faith. So for me, gratitude is in every aspect of my life. It's not just when things are going good. To be honest with you, gratitude for me, when things are the worst they can be, that truly is when I pull that gratitude card out and I start thanking Spirit for everything in my life. The worse things are, the more grateful I am. So I'm one of these people, when I wake up in the morning, seriously, I'm not making this up, I open my eyes when I see that ceiling, I say, thank you, God, for my life. 5 years ago, when I'd open my eyes, I was in so much physical pain, I would say, damn it, I'm still here. What the hell? But having that faith and never giving up and persevering through such personal grief and tragedy and personal pain, coming out on the other side is much more beautiful than I could have imagined. Now, my life is not perfect. I do not live in utopia, and it's not heaven on earth. I have challenges every single day. But what changed was my attitude. What changed was me deciding I don't want to die anymore. I want to live. And I was never suicidal in the fact, like, you know, I'm going to go slit my wrist. It was never that. It was I had almost given up hope. I had almost given up hope on living, and I would get angry at God and say, what the heck am I doing? I'm in so much physical pain. I can, breathing hurts. I can't take a shower. My skin hurts. What? I'm sitting here watching these stupid TV shows. The only good things were my animals and when I do my readings, because when I do my readings, I have no physical pain. I'm so tuned into Spirit when I'm doing a reading. I don't even know I'm not connected to my body, so to speak. So the only time I had any pleasure or any relief was when I was doing a reading or playing with my horses. So 5 years ago, my life was so different from what it is today, and it's even more crazily different than it was a year ago. So gratitude for me is when I'm going through the hard times, that's when I realize I'm going through this hard time, but look at all the things that led up to this, and I will get through this too. I will get through this darkness and this storm. No big deal. I've been through worse, and that's what I do. When things are rough, I think two things, to cheer myself up. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I think everybody should have your feelings. I'm not going to tell you to say, oh, things are terrible, and just say, oh, no, they're not. Go ahead and feel it. If you need to cry, if you need to scream, if you need to have a pity party, do it. Do it. Get it out and do it. But don't stay there. 5-10 minutes, then you get up. But the thing is, gratitude raises your vibrational level faster than anything else on the planet. Music and gratitude, helping someone else, inspiring someone else, those are the things that will raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, as I always talk, everything's energy. I've been saying this for 40 years. Everything is energy. When you raise the vibration in each cell of your body, it gives you more energy. When you have more energy, you feel better. When you feel better, you do better. So it's all connected together. And so gratitude to me, excuse me, when I'm really hurting, I thank God that I still have a body. You know, I thank God that I'm still here doing whatever my mission is. No one's given me a manual on Pat Rivers' life and what the next chapter is. I'm making this up as I go along like everybody else, but I'm 100% confident I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and there's a lot of peace that comes with that. When you finally can accept that your mission is this great, grand, wonderful, horrible, scary, enlightened, joyful, fearful journey, it's this great, huge adventure. I mean, life is an adventure. And so I'm a gypsy at heart. I have always been one of these people. I would move just because I'd get bored where I was living. I'm one of these people, I love new things. I love to learn. I love to see somebody else's attitude. I like to see someone else's opinion. I like to know how other people look at things. It's just intriguing to me. And so, to me, gratitude is the greatest gift we can give ourselves. Because when you give gratitude, you're healing yourself. You're evolving as a spirit and as a soul. Your spirit and soul evolve. Every time you show gratitude, it's telling the universe, I'm tuned in. I'm listening. I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I have faith in you, and I'm still moving forward. I'm not just standing still, and I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. And that's what you're telling the universe. So as you show gratitude for everything in your life, whether it's good or bad, and realize it's all just teachers, it's all just lessons, don't take things so personally and don't get so emotionally attached to things in our lives. When you really understand those concepts and that really sinks in, then you're going to evolve and grow as a spirit by leaps and bounds. And as you grow, you're helping everyone around you grow. And that's what this whole thing's about. We're all connected. We're all here to help the earth. We're here to help each other. And that's where you start, is with gratitude. So for me, that's the number one thing in my life. I go to bed saying, thank you, God, for this day. I get up saying, well, I'm still here. What's this next great adventure? You know, what's going to happen today? And I really try hard not to attach myself to this world. It's really, excuse me, it's real easy to do, but to me, gratitude's the greatest gift we can give ourselves. So that's how I feel about it. I really, truly do. I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was something I wanted to mention because of this time of year. I lost my dad a couple of years ago, and when Christmas comes around, I actually have his picture at the top of my tree with some angel wings behind his picture. That's my tree topper, my dad. And I'm ever aware that when Christmas comes that my dad's not there anymore to talk to or anything, you know, and that is a huge thing for me. So this is the time, too, if you can, I'm not saying it's possible, but to mend fences, too. You know, tolerate that sister-in-law or brother or sister who can't stand that you're going to be on Christmas Day, and make the best of it, because you never know when you won't ever see them again. You never know if something might happen and you never made amends, or that it makes all the world of a difference. And I think last Wednesday when I was talking on my show, I talked about these people that died in California. You know, that's somebody's son, mother, wife, husband, that died in that immediately at the hands of a nutcase, okay? And so they're not going to see Christmas this year, okay? So let's not forget that, because anything can happen from day to day. So just have a little more tolerance at Christmas. Hell, most people don't even see their family except for weddings and funerals. Okay, so if you get to do that at Christmas, just bide your tongue. Because you may not stand your brother's wife or whoever, but it would be a good thing to have peace and goodwill. And literally do that this year, because you don't know how many years we may have the privilege of having a quiet Christmas, or even having a Christmas at all. So this is a time to really be grateful as we move on forward here, because we live in a very volatile, changeable world with these nut jobs running around, these radical people who really think that we should all go to hell in a handbasket. So you please remember that, because for everything that you have, anything and everything, be grateful that you're still alive, that you have a roof over your head, and whether you can afford a turkey or a chicken, whatever, you can eat. So I just want to say that, because there's so many people that won't have that and will have misery instead, and we need to think about those people too. But I do think it's important to think about those that have passed on, because what wouldn't you give? There's not one Christmas or one gift that I have that I wouldn't give to have my dad standing in front of me again. So that's how I feel about it. And my dogs too. I love my dogs, dogs are like my children, okay? So, you know, I often, my son and I often talk about them and their quirky little ways, and, you know, they were characters of my animals. So, you know, and you never forget that. That's part of what shapes you, your love that you give, and who you become, or learn through the lessons of those that love you too. So those are the
all
things.
About love. Yep.
It's all about love. Although I don't feel very loving when the neighbors are playing music at 2 in the morning.
No, that's an aggravation.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
So, oh, boy.
But the car, I try to be decent, okay? For what I can do. I mean, for me, I'm not some millionaire, but I will sign petitions for animal rights and human rights, and I will, because what does it take? You know, 2-3 minutes of my time to do that.
Did you see the one I sent you about the fox hair yesterday? Did you get the one I sent you about hair brushes with the foxes? I was shocked. I put it on your timeline. This is one thing. Rosemary and I are always, you know, I sign almost every one of the petitions for animals that comes along. But everybody, I never knew this till yesterday. Paint brushes that have real hair, your makeup brushes that are real hair brushes, false eyelashes, those come from fox hair. I never even thought about that.
Is that predominantly in places like China where they have little or no respect for animals at all?
Yeah, but we're using it with our makeup brushes and our paint brushes that, you know, when people, artists that have real hair paint brushes, that's coming
right
from these animals. It never dawned on me, brushes and, you know, like you put your blush on, you know,
right,
eyeshadow. I never in a million years thought about those things having animal hair and where it came from. I was so shocked. I put that on your post yesterday.
I think most
my
of them,
heart.
I think they're, it's not fox hair, it's another one. It's badger, I think it's badger hair is one, and there's lots of different animals they use for different things.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it never crossed my mind, you know what I'm saying?
And even the really coarse hairs on the bigger brushes, some of the brushes, you know, you can get the different grades. Some of the coarse hair ones are actual bear hairs, too, you know. And I
oh,
think
my gosh.
I think bears are tortured enough. I when I see that, that always does a number on me. You know, I mean, you can't save the world, but you can pray to save the world. So I guess that's
well,
fair.
I will never buy anything with animal hair like that. It never crossed my mind. It's just one of those things we're so used to doing it. I never would have thought about that until I read that post yesterday.
And not only that, there's so many amazing things that you can buy for a brush now that feels as soft as, and it's not, you're not killing an animal for it. A lot of companies now are very conscious. There's a lot of companies that do not use animal experiments or things, but there are a lot of products that we use that we take from animals and mammals and stuff. And, you know, you don't know how they're being farmed or how they're being tortured. I just think that the consumer doesn't know a lot of that, because if you did, you wouldn't buy it.
Right.
I don't know. The world's going to change, and hopefully it's going to change for the better. And, you know, then it really will be Merry Christmas. So do you want to take our first caller here?
Sure.
Let me see this lady up here. Oh, I think it's a lady. 256-473.
You are psychic.
Not,
wow.
I'm not psychic. Okay. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it is
good.
A lady. Yeah, we're fine. What is your name?
My name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. So what was your question for us tonight, Kimberly?
Well, my question is, I applied for a position and I was asked for an interview, and then they decided not to go with me. And I'm looking for a way out of the present occupation that I'm in. And it was like you were saying before, instead of me getting upset, because I did get upset and I embraced that, but I was also grateful that I still have a job. But I just want to know what perspective I should have in the next few months going forward.
Okay. Well, I do see, even though you've had this disappointment, it's really only a minor setback. It's not a forever and ever thing here, because I do see a contract coming up, meaning like you'll get a job here. Of course, we're at the end of almost at the end of December here, or a couple of weeks we will be. So I do feel that coming into the new year, that I do see you. I don't see it in January, but it doesn't mean that you didn't apply in January. I'm thinking that it might, the longest that it'll take it will be, I'm thinking to the end of February, but I'm actually thinking you'll start a job somewhere around the first or second week in February. But it doesn't mean that you may apply in January. I know that sounds stupid, but you know, sometimes it's long-winded or they don't get back to you for 2 weeks or something like that. I think it's imminent rather than you having to wait too long. Because I feel this is just a minor setback here. I think you're going to have a choice of two jobs, and with a possible third that you won't even go for. That's what I think. I don't see it being terrible. I do see that your wish is granted here. That's what I want to tell you. Your wish is granted. So, yeah, you have a setback here, fine. But then I see an opportunity which crosses over your heart here. That's what I see it. It's over your heart. The money's coming. The contract's coming. Your wish is granted. And it's fine. I don't see you not, because you're tenacious and you want to move forward. I see you doing that. I do see you, okay, yay, I got a job here. So I don't think it's wrong. That's my feeling on it. What do you think, Pat?
Kimberly, have I spoken to you before? Your energy feels real familiar to me. This is Pat Rivers.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you into teaching with children?
Yes.
Okay. I recognize your energy. I don't remember people's names or voices usually, but their energy. I with Rosemary, I agree with what she's saying, but since I kind of know your energy, I still feel like you're going to stay where you are until the end of the year, but I feel like you're going to have some opportunity. Like, and so we know the school year usually ends in May or June or whatever.
Right.
I just feel like, I think you're going to, what her timeline, I'm going with her timeline, like February, that you'll be putting more applications in or talking to people to put a transfer in. But I kind of feel like you're still going to be at this job till the end of the school year.
Okay.
After that, I see a big switch. I do think you'll get a different job. Did we talk about counseling? Are you getting more schooling for counseling?
No,
like a school counselor?
No.
I don't know. I just feel like I agree with Rosemary. You're going to have opportunities, and I think you're going to have a couple of places you can go. I think the job market where you are is going to kind of get switched up. I feel like there's like principals leaving and other people switching positions. So just hang in there, because I do think next year will be totally different for you. You'll have new surroundings. And I think you'll be more at peace. That's what I'm getting, that the strife and turmoil, there's no perfect job, especially being a teacher. I mean, we all know that. But I just
yep.
feel like the other teachers, and there's a lot of conflict between the uppers and the teachers and the protocol. There's just a lot of griping and unhappy people. And you're going to have more peace, because the other people feel more professional where you're going. Even though they have complaints, they don't sit around and chit-chat and gripe about it and bring everybody down. Because I feel like the group of people you're with, a lot of them are really negative. They've had it. They're overwhelmed. And instead of just shutting up, they verbalize it, and that brings everybody's energy down. That's the feeling I'm getting here.
You're exactly right.
That's the feeling I'm getting. So you hang in there. Like Rosemary said, keep looking and applying and putting in that you want to transfer, but I hear March and then I hear May. So I don't know if you'll have an opportunity to switch it around February, March, like someone's on maternity leave or somebody quits and you can switch. That would, to me, be very stressful to switch in the middle of the semester. But I'm repeating myself. By next year, like, you know, when school starts August or whatever, I think you'll be in a different place and happier. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
So just hang in there.
Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas, Kimberly.
You
thank
too.
You for
thank
calling
you very
in.
Much. Thank you.
You know, it's weird. I don't remember people's names, but I can sure recognize energies. That just amazes me.
There's some other people, but they hung up, okay? I think, you know, what we talked about earlier, I mean, I feel like when we talk about things and we discuss things, what happens is through the course of the show, then all kinds of people call in, and then there was a whole list of people, and they haven't been like the people who, like this lady was on here good 28, 30 minutes here before we answered the call. So, you know, that's the nature of the business. It's like a pre-reading. So if somebody's calling in, you know, it's not just, oh, I'm going to get my free reading and then jump from one to the other, because a lot of people do, okay? Because it's the nature of blog talk. You know, you see who's on there. Oh, who can we call into? And that's okay. It's fine. But sometimes when people are talking, other people don't want to hear what they have to say, and it benefits somebody but not everybody. Basically, I can play some Christmas music. We could talk about, what else would you like to talk about? Because we may have some more people calling in, but this is the other thing, too, for anybody that listens to the archives. We also understand it's a very stressful time of year, and there are people now out shopping and thinking, oh, God, I can't get this and that in the stores. It's odd, you know, because I buy Christmas crackers, okay? And most people don't know what that is. It's not actually a biscuit of some sort that you eat. It is a paper ornament thing with two ends, sort of, and you pull them and it makes a pop. That's why they're called crack pop.
Oh.
And it's like a little gift inside, a little paper joke and a paper hat. And what English tradition is that you buy, and I mentioned this for a reason, okay? So you get the Christmas cracker and you put them all over your tree. They're really pretty, okay? And then Christmas Day, you put them on the placement beside each everybody on their knife and fork placement, you know, where you have your dinner. And then you pull the cracker with the partner next to you. You put your little paper hat on. That's why I've since not done that, okay? I don't do that anymore. When I was a child, I used to do that. And then you have like a little gift in there. And some of the gifts are really great. The more adult crackers have, you know, nail clippers and scissors and all kinds of stuff in there. The ones I got this year, I got from Tuesday Morning because I couldn't find them anywhere.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, TJ Maxx didn't have it. They always have them, like TJ Maxx. Not so much Ross's. I've seen them a few times there. And Home Goods always have a ton of them. And this year, that's the one thing I noticed, that the Christmas stuff in general in stores is not overflowing like it used to be. There was a time when there was so much Christmas stuff you'd have to wade through it to find. I mean, I can remember a couple of weeks ago looking for Christmas crackers, and I was in there for an hour going, okay, I've found four boxes I like. Which one am I going to get? I mean, that's how much choice you had. And I couldn't put anything. And these ones that I bought, they're more little children's toys in there. But I just wanted to have crackers. And they're not as fancy as the ones I usually buy. The ones I buy sometimes have pretty pictures on and lace and ribbon and all that. They're really gorgeous. You almost don't want to pull them. But I've not found that at all this year. And I've noticed Christmas shopping that there was a lot less when I'm looking for certain things I could not find to buy.
Huh.
And I'm thinking, wow, they don't have this year. Because, you know, every time we go to the counter, they go, did you find everything you need? And I'm going, no.
No, I didn't.
No,
well,
I
you
didn't.
Know, I think
that's
a lot of people are shopping online now, especially after these two terrorist attacks.
I bought that online. I bought so much online because I get tired like everybody else, too. You know, if I'm trawling around a store, yes, certain things are great. I could never buy clothes online. I have to try something on because while it might look on good on a size 4 person or on the picture, when I have it on, I go, oh, Jesus. You know, it's so I know if I haven't bought clothes in a long time, but if I buy clothes, I have to try it on. I have to see what suits me. So,
right.
You know, I'm just not that, like, model figure here. But that's what I found with Christmas shopping this time. That I, and also too, we have a Walmart really close to me, and I have been there 2 weeks in a row. Couldn't get a tin of white spray paint, the cheap one they have, you know, like just the general, and I couldn't get the glue I wanted. I've been waiting 2 weeks just for E6000 glue, and it's annoying. It seems to me like they're not buying as much, or maybe the stores are cutting down. I don't know. I mean, I don't really feel the economy's bad. I mean, I do think that there are places, Pamela's been working in Kohl's, and she said Kohl's have been busting at the seams. I mean, they've
really?
Been so busy. Such a mess to clean up at 12 o'clock at night. She works the night shift.
Oh,
and
wow.
She said it's really busy, you know, all kinds of sales and coupons, and it's been very busy. So certain stores are really, electronics are the favorite, I think. I think that every year I see something, if I had the money, that I would buy electronic-wise. Because I think I love gadgets. I like those new spy cameras. You know the ones I'm talking about. They look like a little wheel with four little antenna things, and they have a camera on it, and you can fly it just like a plane. And it actually has a camera on it, and it can fly and take all these pictures of views from on top of somewhere and down. And I think it's pretty amazing. So that's the new tech toy to get this year. I think they start
around. Is it like a little drone? Is it like a little drone?
Well, it looks like, imagine, yeah, it's got like a little body. It looks like an insect. It's got a little body, and then has four, imagine four legs sticking out. Kind of, that's what it is, like antenna legs. Yeah, and it flies, and they've got all different colors, and but they're not cheap. I mean, I've seen them up to about $300 and something, but I just kind of think that's cool because I've seen some videos.
Well, so who are you
going
to go spying on, Miss Rosemary?
So people, yes, we could go and spy. Well, I just think it'd be cool to go somewhere and have a view from that camera that you could not otherwise get. Yeah, that you could not otherwise get. I know you're being mean now.
No, I'm playing with you.
It actually be great to spy on people, don't you think? You got your little camera and you go, okay, just a little bit left, up a bit. That's just it. Actually, that would be a problem. If you had nut jobs and that, yeah, that would be the perfect tool for when it's for the perverts, I guess. I don't know.
Well, honey, out here where I live, if you see something flying around like that, they're going to be someone's going to take their shotgun and shoot them. I live out in the country, so they wouldn't live long. You have people going, what the hell is that? Bam. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah, that would be something. So anyway, I don't know, do you want me to play some Christmas music? We can stay on, we can make it, let me see, it is, we can stay on for a little bit longer, and then we can end the show like at an hour, I think, instead of an hour and a half. It's not necessary.
Okay.
Stay on. And it's just weird. It's just, it started to fill up, and then when we started talking about gratitude, that's a thing that people should be aware of here, or at least give a damn, okay? And nobody wants to hear that. So and maybe people have short fuses. Maybe they think, you know, I only got so much money to spend and my kid wants blah, 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 which costs a fortune. That's something else, though, don't you think? It's like, what are you teaching your children? Are you teaching your children the value of money? Because that's it. It's good. You know, I do think that good behavior is great to reward. You know, if you pass this test or do that, we're going to reward you. I think that's okay. But now you're getting to a point where I want that one and I don't want anything else. And that thing that they may want might be so expensive that it's crippling to parents. And then they've got all kinds of credit card debt.
Right.
So I think I think we lost sight of the value or the meaning of giving. I remember buying my son an Xbox, and I asked him what for Christmas, and he said I took him out, and at the time they were like $250, something like that. It was almost, it was $250. I mean, they've gone up since then. And he said, that's what I like. That's what I would like. And I said, oh, wow, it's like $250. And he came to me like a week later and he said, you know, Mom, that's a lot of money. I found something else I would really like, and it doesn't cost that kind of money. So
aww.
I feel like I did a really good job. So you know what? I did buy him that. He did not expect it. And, yeah, it was a stretch to find that. But because he did that, I was determined. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give him that. He won't be expecting it. So he showed me other stuff that was a lot cheaper. And my son has always been like that. He's never been materialistic. I think I'm more materialistic than him. He's been that. He's very laid back. He's one of the, you know, indigo children here, the bohemian, you know.
Right.
And he's just written right. The most fabulous song. He's just, I mean, not just because he's my son, but he's been doing songs for a long time. And he's out tonight. He's playing tonight. And he just wrote this song that's so wonderful. And I said, make that into a CD now. Now get it all together and do it, and I'll play it on the show. It's really catchy. It's really fun. Oh, yeah, it's a great song. So I thought, oh, wow, I really love that. It's very ethereal, very spiritual, but it's very catchy, too. It's like the stuff that makes you want to move around in your seat. So I said, wow, I really love that. So he worked on that today. Yeah, I think he's going to sell it. I do really. I think he'll make some CDs, and he may not become a big rock star, but I think he will do okay. He does seem to do pretty good with his music. So
I'd love to hear something he's done. Yeah.
My God, you would love this. This is like, I love all of his. He wrote an Indian one that he's going to called Osceola, and he's going to send it to one of the tribes for them because it's all about them. So
oh,
I write a lot of spiritual stuff. That's what I mean. I have this child who, you know, people have indigo and they have crystal children, okay? And my son is very much the indigo child. He just is. From the time, even when he was small, he was always concerned about pets and animals. He's never been self-centered or want, or me. He had his moments. We had a couple of times when we went out with other mothers and the kids were bought things that you would buy them for their birthday, not just on a whim. And he sort of felt left out. And we got over that. I actually said, okay, I'll buy it for you, but you can have it for your birthday or Christmas. Well, we'll keep it, and then you will have it then. And I said, so if you really want that, I will buy it. And he stood for a second, and he goes, no, I don't want it.
Right, it's not worth it.
So he's going to get that for a birthday or Christmas. He didn't want it that bad. So, yeah, it was difficult, too. When I used to go out with other people, they just at the drop of a hat just buy their kids anything and everything. And that's, you know, what do you teach your children? You know, so as a result, I have this very laid-back child who is happy with his guitar and doesn't really ask for anything. He's very... very much the bohemian-y child. I'm like, okay, never was interested in nightclubs. There's me when I was out dancing the night away, lipstick, makeup, nail varnish, the whole nine yards, being out half the night.
Yeah.
My son never done it. He's never had a hankering. He's always been interested in spiritual things and travel. And I used to think, oh, God, he's, you know, but it's not that. It's just me. That's how he's connected. But the music he writes is very spiritual, and this last song he wrote, I really love. I love most of his songs, but this one, I said, oh, wow, you should make that your, like, main song. It's just such a great song. So, anyway, I can't wait for him to put on a CD. I'll have to send you one when he gets those made, because I think he's so much into the Native Americans. He said... he said, if I ever win any or ever have a lot of money, he goes, I'd like to go and help the Indians. And some of them don't live with proper roofs on their houses or proper heating, and they just don't have enough to get by on. So he has a real Native American spirit.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, when I win the lottery, I'll get us a big old Suburban, and we can go on road trips, and we'll go to the different reservations, and he can get to meet them firsthand. How about that?
I think that would be wonderful. That's
yep.
his his idea of helping the planet, because he's always thought that there's so much injustice done to Native Americans, and I can say because he's not here now. The book that he wanted for Christmas is called Touch the Earth. Do you know that?
Wow.
Are you familiar with that?
Uh-uh.
Do you know that book?
Uh-uh.
It's called, it's a Native American, I've actually wrapped it up so I can't read it to you now, I was going to tell you. It's about the Native Americans and their journey, but it has all the old photographs of Indians all through God knows how long. I think it was written in 1991. The one that I got, the book that I got it on eBay for him because he'd seen it somewhere and he goes, that's what I really, really like. So he doesn't know he's doing that. So that's one of the gifts I bought him because he's going to treasure that. That's what he wanted. He goes, it was such a in-depth history of the Indians and the pictures of them and all the chiefs. And it is. You should look it up. If you look it up, I forgot who the author is, but it's called The Minute He Said That. I kept that in my head, and I thought, when he goes out, I'm going to go on eBay and see if they have it, and I'm going to buy it. So they do have it on eBay. Different people have different ones on there. But this book has, like, a picture of Indians, like it's sort of like a black and white with a beige bottom. You would know it. It's called Touch the Earth, and that's exactly what he wanted. Yeah, he's very into that, and he feels the injustice, and I guess that's why we don't do Thanksgiving in the way everybody else, because he always reminds me, oh yeah, that's right, we came here and gave the Indians disease, stole their land, conned them out of this.
I know, I'm part Indian, so it's always a balance I have to walk too, because I'm, also part Irish, but that the American Indian blood, the Indians will say it, and even the when I was taking anthropology and I would take Native American classes in college, they say this: if you have one drop of Indian blood in your DNA, you're Indian. And just because you don't look like an Indian on the outside doesn't mean you have the heart of an Indian. And it's just the way you look at the world, My grandmother, I told you, her name was Pearl River. She was named after the Pearl River's tribe of her people, the Choctaw people. And so I've learned that from the time I could walk and talk about the connection with everything. So Native American,
right,
American Indian heritage is so, in their culture and their religion and their worldview, is just so much a part of who and what I am. So
right.
I'm very connected to the earth. It's just about the way you look at the world, what you carry in your heart.
I think it's because Native Americans actually respected the earth and life, and they knew so much from that. And they even respected the kill. If they had to kill something, they honored it, and they didn't waste any part of the animal. And it wasn't done out of cruelty. It was out of survival, and then there were blessings that went along with that. And I think that so much of that is lacking today. And, when we were talking earlier about gratitude, that's what they had, were gratitude. They accepted things. They accepted Mother Nature. And they were totally in one with everything. I mean, just amazing. So much we could still learn from Native Americans. We have a caller on the line. Would you like to? We have one more caller on the line.
Okay.
It's 951-447. Hello.
Hi, Rosemary. Hi, thank you. My name's Lori. Hi, Rosemary. And
is your name Corey?
I forget her name. Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. So what is your... what is your question?
Well, I was listening to you talking about Indians. That's cool. Native Americans. That's what I'm studying. But I have a question. Yeah, I love it. But I also I have a question about school, college. I'm almost done with my bachelor's, and I'm wondering if I should go on to get a master's and take archaeology.
Are you in education now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at a Cal State, a state college.
No, but I mean, are you going into education? What is your field?
That's what I was thinking to do, is teach after
that's,
I'm
that's
done.
That's what I was saying. That's why I felt like you were in education, yeah.
Think that would be good for me?
Yeah, let me. I'm going to keep picking up your energy. Let me just keep looking. This is Pat, by the way.
You.
Let me. I know Rosemary's going to talk
Thank
to
you,
too.
Pat. Yeah, because I like, I don't want to go back and do medical, but I am like a medical, I like medical, but.
I have to, Rosemary, if you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead since it's already coming through.
Yes.
I might forget it if I wait too long. I definitely see you with children teaching, but I think you're going to go, I don't see you with smaller children. I see you like with middle or high school kids. But whatever.
Junior college?
That's what I want. Lower element. I'm seeing you might go into that later, but I'm actually seeing you in the classroom with like high school, you know, like 10th graders, that kind of age group. As far as, okay, let me see. But it, I feel like it's more social, like history. I don't even know what they call it anymore. Social studies, I don't know what they call it. World history kind of thing.
Can you do that with an archaeology degree, though?
There's not a whole lot you can do with an archaeology degree, except be an archaeologist, from what I'm aware of. I'm an anthropology major myself. I took anthropology, archaeology, all of that. And that's why I ended up becoming a nurse, because I'll never forget, I had gone into anthropology, loved it, and I have a major in it. I have majors in that, psychology and whatever. But my dad was a doctor, a medical doctor, and when I called him up, I'm going to be an anthropologist. I'm so happy. He goes, how are you going to make a living out there in the desert digging up bones? He goes, you get sunburned by 9 o'clock in the morning. You don't like to get dirty. I said, Dad, that's an archaeologist. He goes, anthropologist, archaeologist, how are you going to make a living? Well, I ended up becoming a registered nurse, okay? The point is, with like anthropology, you have to go live with a Native American, I mean, an indigenous tribe for a year to get your PhD. I don't know about archaeology, but just know it's a very small, limited field. There's a lot of research. You have to get grant money. It's a lot of red tape. I still feel, I still don't see why you can't teach world history, and that goes along with archaeology. That's kind of closely tied. That's what I'm picking up. I feel education with kids. If you want to go ahead and get your minor in that, great. And it doesn't mean in the summer. See, that would be perfect. If you're a teacher, in the summer you could go on archaeological digs. You could do both.
Well, I'm almost done with the bachelor's, but I have to go on. I was in nursing at one point, and I do like all that. Nutrition is like where I'd like to go, but I'm not going there no more because I'm done. As far, I don't want the loans. I just, if I'm this close and I've completed what I did and I go for a master's, it would have to be something that's that I could take with the anthropology degree. That's why I'm asking. Cause
anthropology or archaeology?
It would be anthropology, but get a master's in archaeology.
Well, you know, you're answering your own question, because to teach that, it would be at the junior level or college level, you know, become a professor. So I'm going to throw it to Rosemary. I see you starting off teaching kids, and it doesn't mean you can't work up and do both. But at some point, maybe you're doing a presentation. I'm seeing teenage kids, so I'm going to throw it to Rosemary.
Okay.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I think you are going to end up teaching too. I think that this is not so much a decision as you questioning whether you want to do it or not. I think that you have what it takes to see something through, so that you you have goals and you think, okay, I've started this, so I'm going to finish. You're not a person not to finish something. So I think Pat's right. You answered your own question. You should go ahead and do it. I think there's an old saying, many strings to your bow, because you'll always be needed, and I think that you'll make a great teacher. That's what I think. And I don't think it's just going to, I think it's going to be, the reason you need to be not just a teacher but a professor is because you need to earn decent money. I actually don't feel that half the teachers out there earn enough money. They really don't, for what they have to tolerate now. I mean, and many people wouldn't be a teacher, okay, with what they put up with. So the more strings that you have to your bow, the higher the level and the better your income. And then you'll be satisfied with the career. I just think it's, I think that's very, very good for you. I do see you, you know, standing in your own power here. So I do believe that you'll be important, that you'll be somebody. So I think that you should continue on that line. I also wanted to ask you, did someone that you know die around you recently? Was it a neighbor or somebody?
Recently? There's a lot of people that just recently I'm not aware of. I mean, the past.
I think it's not like misery or anything, but I just feel like you're going to hear and you're going to go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's the weirdest thing to come up. It's like, but it's around you, so I'm wondering if, it's not family, okay. But I'm wondering if it.
There was a person that I know, grandfather just passed away, and they went to the funeral, the viewing.
But it wasn't your grandfather, though.
No, it was his.
Yeah,
I don't
okay, maybe that's who it is. Yeah, it just felt like somebody passed away and you know about it, and it was like, oh, I'm sorry. But it's just the weirdest, because it's not even relevant to your question. It's like, okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay, what's
this? Oh, Rosemary, I want to tell you, Rosemary, one time you told me that somebody was passing away and I might get an inheritance from them, and I think you even said his name or in a previous reading, and it was so weird. I got to confirm what you said. He was trying to call me, and I wouldn't answer the phone. And then I found, because I thought it was, you know, I just didn't want to party and all that kind of stuff, and I just left the phone call go. And then I went to the lake, and they told me he was passing away, and he gave his caretaker everything, 2 houses, a car. Yeah, it was just weird. I don't know if that's related to what you said, but you did say a person's name and they were passing away within it, and they may give you an inheritance. That, to me, that was like, oh my gosh. I wonder.
Would you think,
you know,
think if you answered the phone, you might have got something?
I don't know.
I don't remember that phone.
I'm not worried about that, but it was like, it was just at the time, the timing-wise was weird. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, that is interesting.
Interesting. That's a good word.
Well, you know what? You have a wonderful Christmas. I think you're going to do great in life. That's what I think. I think you're going to head for the stars and you're going to get there. That's what I think. Don't second guess yourself. You're able and capable to do it all. So
thank you. What scares me is the money and the loans. That's what scares me.
I think that's why I'm saying you get a job as a teacher so that you don't, you know what I'm saying? So you have money coming in to help offset that. Plus, some places will help pay for your education.
No, that's great. That would be great. Because I think you can do substitute teaching after you get your bachelor's.
If you have a teaching degree, even if you don't have a teaching degree, you can get a certificate and you can be a substitute teacher. If you just have college, you don't have to have a certificate in education, you know, and you can substitute teach while you're still, that will help you with your bills while you're trying to do all this.
Okay, great.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the kids are going to help you get to the next level financially working with children.
I think I would like that.
Would. Plus, you want to have teaching experience before you jump into college teaching. You want to have some experience there.
Yeah, that's true. Even special ed, I don't care. You know, I have patience with them. Something like that. Thank you so much. You give me good ideas.
You know, follow
you.
Your heart and you'll go far and just never give up. That's the point. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, where you want to just throw your hands up. But that's when you dig deeper, dig deep, 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 and don't give up on your goals and your dreams, and they'll come true.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rosemary.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas.
You
yeah,
too.
Merry Christmas.
You too. God bless and Merry Christmas. And I'll listen, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, so we have 207-772 here. So would you, before I take that, would you like to give out your phone number and how you can be reached? And also, for people who haven't called in, your Pat, can you give your show out? That's going to be on Thursday, too.
Yeah. For a private reading, my number is 918-623-0064. And I don't have text, so because I live out in the country, we don't have cell phones out here. My email is patrivers33@gmail.com, and that's Pat with two T's. So patrivers33@gmail.com. And my Facebook page is Rivers Spirit Messages. My radio show is the same name, Rivers Spirit Messages, and it's this week it'll be on 8 o'clock Central on Blog Talk. So that's how you can get in touch with me.
Okay, so my phone number is 727-524-1010. My website is rosemaryfox.com. And tomorrow night I have the Third Eye. It's on from 7 Eastern until 8:30. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I don't know, goodwill, whatever, something. You know, I've been so busy with all the things that I have to do, just like all of you people out here, you know, you think, oh, my God, the end of the year's here. Oh, my God, Christmas is on the doorstep. So
I can't believe it's been a very fast year.
My tree has been up since the beginning of November. See,
wow.
And everybody called me crazy, but now I didn't have to do that anymore. So, like, okay, my tree's done and everything, all the decorations are up and the whole nine yards. Okay, so let's take 207-772. Hello.
Hi there. My name is Cindy. I'm Rosemary and Pat.
Hi. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
So what is your question, Cindy?
Well, my question is, what do you see me doing for work in the near future or anything coming up? I mean, I have a lot of things that I'm talented in doing, but I'm just, like, sitting here wondering what direction
okay.
I should go in.
Well, there's a part of this wondering, okay, is frustration too. So don't
mm-hmm.
want you. All right. So one of the things that you're pondering is it something that you've done in the past, something that
it
you're familiar
be.
With.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of things from the past that I've done, and they've sort of ended. And I'm not so sure. I think something new is coming in, but.
I think what you're going to have is a combination of things. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because you are multi-talented, are you planning on being self-employed here?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually thinking that let's see when you might start this, because we're already in December here. So into next year, what I feel is the plan, this is what I'm going to say. Before we even get to Christmas, you'll have a plan of what you're going to do next year. You kind of think, okay, this is what I'm going to do, so how am I going to do it? I actually feel you getting something off the ground where you can actually start, and I'm thinking somewhere around April. It could be
mm-hmm.
March, but I'm leaning more towards April time. I know there's a little ways off here, but
no, that
it really
makes sense.
Isn't. Yeah,
it's just 3 months before my birthday.
Yeah, so that will work very good for you. I also see that what you choose to do, along with the changes that you're going to make, I see you traveling. Like it's almost like you have a plan that, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It's like there are certain things that are going to make sure that you know how sometimes years come and go and we go, you know, I always wanted to do that. Of course, I guess I didn't do it this year. I think next year is going to be a year where you're actually going to decide to make up your mind to let me go do it. And I think one of those influences might be family related. It might be, you know, how we think back, you know, when I'm not talking about death here again tonight. That's what I just did.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when we think about when people pass away and that, and you think, you know what, that's how your life is. You have to live it really live your life and go, okay, I'm capable. I've got all my bits and pieces together here. What is it that I want to do, and what do I want to see before I die? What I need to be done? And I think you'll think back on your relationships with your family and that, and you're going to move forward and in a greater direction than they ever did, if that makes sense. You're
yes,
not going to be stagnant at all. Yeah, you're gonna do more. You're the pioneer as opposed to the stay-at-home person. So I feel like there's like all these things that you're going to do that you're going to make up your mind to be successful at. So I do see you changing. As for what you do exactly, I think it's something that you've done in the past. I'm also seeing you employing people. So now I'm even though I don't know, I'm wondering if it's something that you'll do online or some kind of desk or consultation work, because I'm actually seeing you being with someone else and start not actually partnering. Maybe you'll be the one that what can I say? Maybe you'll be the boss and they'll work for you. But I see someone else in the picture. It's not, you're not just going to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, a new key to a new door and new relationship regarding partnering up with somebody, making the right decisions. I'm actually seeing like an epiphany. You some light bulb will go on here, and I feel like the latter half of next year, and that's actually for a lot of people too, not just you, the latter half of next year is going to be very significant for you, where you just got like, oh, okay, that's what I want. That's how I'm happy with. Now, also, too, I want to remind you that on the 11th, we have a new moon in Gemini, and we just had a new moon on the 11th of November in Scorpio, and that's an 11-11 master number, and all that energy between that, because I mentioned this before. So get a piece of paper, write down all your wishes, hopes, and dreams, fold the paper towards you, and keep it somewhere, and then keep it as a review to look at, because we're not on the 11th yet, we're on the 8th, and that energy is still able. In fact, if you do it on the 11th, It's like you're saying to the universe, this is what's going to happen, this is what I want, and this is how it's going to happen. And you still have time to do that. That 11-11 energy is sandwiched between the two 11s. And I actually said this the other day on the radio, astrologers and numerologists are like having orgasms over it, because none of this configuration has been around for 25 years. So it's like a portal that's open wider now, okay, than ever before. So you still got time to do that. Write down all your dreams and wishes and fold it towards you, keep it somewhere, put it in a drawer or whatever, and refer to it, because this is the energy of manifestation coming up, like here in the next couple of days, and I always remember to do that, to keep doing that, because otherwise, why not? That's what I'm saying. It's not going to cost you. Why not?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what you're going to do, but I feel like it's somehow it's promotion. I see you sitting at a desk, so I don't feel, you know, so maybe something you're selling or promoting, but I'm not sure what it is.
Okay.
So what do you think, Pat?
I'm trying to remember. I have short-term memory trouble. The very first thing I heard when you were asking the question, first of all, I'm picking up some blocks here, so I'm not sure what the blocks are. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. But the very first thing I heard was administrative work, and then I heard hospital. So I don't know if you've ever done that or know someone that energy is strong around, like, hospital administration. But then I also saw you being a very sharp dresser. My mother's like a fashion Nista person, okay? I've always been the flannel shirt, blue jean, country kind of person, girl. But I'm seeing you like to dress sharply. They're actually showing me like Elizabeth Taylor. You know when she had the hourglass figure and she would wear the tight little belts and the dresses? And
yes.
I feel like there's a part of you that likes, and she always looked totally put together. And I'm not a big fan of hers one way or the other, but I'm just showing you what spirit's showing me. Someone who really is very classy, classic, elegant, but has an edge to it. So I don't know if your job had something to do with making sure you look dressed well with administration, but I'm hearing billing also, so I'm totally confused. I feel like the work that you do, and what this may also be is like I'm a nurse, okay? So for me, billing, hospital administration, coding, that's all very technical, boring kind of work as far as I'm concerned. And then they're showing me fashion, so that's a creative flow. So I'm
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm I feel like some of the work that you've done is that, to me, hospital administration, that kind of, any kind of administration, I may be totally wrong because everything I've done is nursing PR jobs, okay? Mm-hmm. So everything I've done is creative, more or less. To me, that just kind of looks like grays and blues and just kind of dull and boring. And you're more of this fashionista, fashion, color, creative flow, writing, communicating. But you've got, like, the whole package here. So I think what the deal is about whatever work you decide to do, you have to have that creative flow. You have to be tuned in the spirit. Don't have a job where it's going to suck your soul and you're exhausted and bored and depressed and resentful. You have to be creative. So that's what I'm seeing for you, exactly what it is you're going to do. I'm not picking that up. I don't know if you've done any of these jobs I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You have?
I've done a lot of creative jobs.
Okay, well,
including color and design, so yeah, the clothing fits right in.
Well, there you go. So maybe you're going to start creating a clothesline, maybe something like that. I don't know.
I've been thinking about that.
What about for disabled people? I don't know why in the world. I've never thought about this in my whole life. Have you ever? This is brand new. Have you ever thought about designing clothes for people who are disabled to help them get around?
I haven't thought about that.
You have?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. But think about people like in wheelchairs or people who. Oh my goodness, this is just such a brand new idea. Maybe I should call Shark Tank and get this going. But you know, like children who are disabled that are in wheelchairs or that have trouble walking, there's clothing that would help them get people that are their caretakers that would help them. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Spirit just showed me all these pictures of different clothing. I've seen like a lot of the pockets with mesh, like snaps instead of buttons, things that disabled people with arthritis, people that have ambulatory problems.
Right.
I don't know, like, you know, people like, you would have snaps on the side of their pants instead of, like, shorts, instead of zippers and buttons where they can't.
Right.
I don't
right.
know. It's something to think about. You're the creative one here.
It sounds interesting.
But, I mean, even for pets, like people who, like, okay, like for pets that have problems with their legs, like, you know, how you could put a garment around their front legs and on the back, it would zip up with handles so you could lift your pets easier.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm just telling you what they're showing me. I'm open to spirit. But I feel like if, I'm not saying that don't do the Elizabeth Taylor clothing also, but I feel like there's a higher good here, a higher purpose. Think about how disabled people, elderly people, children that have that have problems with their mobility, a clothing line that would help them, that's stylish. Oh my goodness! Like people with arthritis, I have arthritis. It's really hard to do buttons and get your clothes pulled on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
And I don't want to wear the granny panties with just elastic in the waist. I want to wear my comfortable blue jeans that look cool. I don't want to wear granny clothes yet.
I don't blame you.
I don't know. You go with it. You think about it. I don't know why they're telling me that. All I'm doing is telling you I'm just the messenger. I think it's a whole different, and, you know, like they showed me people, then it went to animals. That's the way spirit works. It's a progression.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have the ideas, you're very, very intuitive, so they'll start flowing to you to where you're going to be creating something really great here. I see like a grassroots thing you're doing, and I agree with Rosemary. I think if you, whatever this is you decide to do, you'll be hiring other people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I'm waiting for it to come, and when it does come, I don't sit on it. I move.
Well, it's like people who have disabilities want to feel pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have pretty scarves and colors, and not feel like they have to wear just the sweatpants and shirt because that's all the people can get on them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
They want to be Elizabeth Taylor looking too, and the kids want to be cool with today's fashion. So. I don't know why. I'm just throwing it to you. That's what they're showing me. I still see people in wheelchairs, people that have ambulatory. That's what I'm saying. I'm repeating myself. It's a whole new niche where no one's doing that.
Right. It sounds very interesting.
So put your pen and paper and start designing and think about it.
Okay.
Go around nursing. Go talk to people who are caretakers for people and say, how would that help you to get them dressed or blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we have it. That's my take on your question.
Okay, terrific. Great ideas. Thank you.
Okay, well, go make people happy. Pretty colors and let them feel like they're fashionable.
That's right. That's what's important.
Wow. Well, you can do it. I have all the faith in you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's incredible. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Well, have a great Christmas.
Cool.
You too.
Have a great Christmas, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Pat, I was going to play some Christmas music, and I don't know if this will play. We'll soon find out. Now, I have this music. It's actually on my phone here, and if it plays through, if you can actually hear it, it'll be great. But if you can't, you'll let me know. It's a Buddhist chant. It's called The Great Compassion, and I have absolutely no idea because it's one of those happy kind of music that is very spiritual and lifts up your vibration. I have no idea why nobody actually didn't record this and put it on something to buy. I absolutely love this. I actually have this on my phone. So I'm going to see if it'll play, and you can actually shout over the phone and tell me, no, I can't hear anything. I just want to see if it works. Okay, so I'm going to try this. Oh, you know what it says? Unable to play during call.
Well, that answers that question.
Oh, darn it. It's really great. If you can find it online, I have no idea why nobody didn't put this on a CD to sell.
What is it again?
It's a Buddhist chant called Great Compassion Mantra, and it's beautiful music. I actually have it on my phone, you know, when somebody calls me, it starts to play. Like, it starts with ding, you know, like this donging sound, like a monk's temple. And it goes into this most mellow, it's just so fabulous music that sometimes I'll just let my phone ring for a bit before I answer it because I love listening to it.
Wow.
But I have it on my phone. I just love it. I think it's something I will always keep because it's just such happy, enjoyable music. And it just annoyed me that they never put it on anything to sell. I mean, like, it's just so popular. Yeah, how weird is that? So, anyway, you can't exactly steal it. So, we don't have any other callers. And we do have, we have about 3 minutes to 9:20, and we could just end the show. Or I could just put on Doris Day singing Happy Christmas and we could be done.
Okay. Sounds like a winner to me. People are out shopping and doing things this time of year.
And you know what it is I think that people that call in, you know, and our board is always like, you know, so many people on there listening to the show. And then people get ticked off because they don't get on, you know, either they called in late or whatever. And they don't get on the show, and then they're all, and here's a perfect night where it is a little bit slow here, and all these people that never got on the show before is like, oh, now's your chance. So I don't understand.
That's the first month, I know.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it is what it is, and I'm going to say goodnight, everyone. Anyone that wants to call me, it's 727-524-1010. Not after the show, thank you. Because I have that too. When people go, oh, I didn't get my question. No, I want to relax at 9:30 at night. I do not want to be talking about what you wanted to know.
Right.
So something I want to say, that Pat and I, she does her show and I do mine Wednesdays, and we do this together. And this is our way of giving back, as it were. Of course, you know, we like it when people book readings, but it is our way of giving back. So if you don't get on, it's the nature of the way it is. If we get to you, we do. And I know we talk a lot, but that's the whole point, too. So,
right.
Anyway, Pat, give out your number again, if you would, please.
918-623-0064.
So I'm going to play us out with some old-fashioned Christmas music.
All right.
Which I'll be doing every week. And then I'm going to say goodnight to that lady that's still on there, the 951. Here we go. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Night.
You know,
next week.
All right. Night-night.
Bye.
Thank you.